We'll bow and ask the Lord's blessing on the meeting message. Our Father, we give thanks again for thy Son and thank thee that we can meet together by virtual means and whatever means it is. We thank thee that the gospel is such a message. It is well worthwhile, whatever the effort, to be carried to different places at different times. And we know that the scripture itself bears reference to a time when, in a diversity of ways, there was, through many different voices, the gospel was carried out in different days, and till finally the progression of revelation was such that God spoke to us through Son. And we thank thee for this. What a marvel it is that the God of communication can communicate in this very special way through the Lord Jesus Christ and his message that he is and that he brought and that he died to fulfill and to make possible and available salvation to a world. We give thanks for it and ask thy blessing upon all gathered together. We would just pray for different ones that are maybe affected and that have passed through difficult times. We think of Maida with her struggles, and we think of Bea Capilli as well. We've been praying for at different times, and just pray again for all the different ones connected here with the loneliness and the difficulties they may be experiencing. We pray for help and blessing. Help today to speak and to translate in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Well, thank you very much for coming. Taloi pokeo. Very pleased to have everyone, and hope that you'll invite friends to come as well and join us in the Saturday nights to come if the Lord be not come. We're going to read today from the Gospel of John, chapter 1, and verse 29, just one verse. It says, "The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and says, Behold the Lamb of God, which beareth away the sin of the world."
So ang ating mga talatang babasahin sa araw na ito ay mula sa aklat ng Juan, kabanatang isa, talatang 29. Sabi dito, kinabukasan, nakita ni Juan na si Jesus ay lumalapit sa kanya. Kaya't sinabi niya, "Tingnan ninyo, siya ang kordero ng Diyos na nag-aalis ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan."
The theme and the central idea of this verse is the Lamb of God.
Ang tema ng talatang ito ay ang patungkol sa kordero ng Diyos.
I want to think about three things about the Lamb of God from this passage.
Nais isipin ni Kuya David ang tatlong ang tatlong puntos mula sa mga talatang ito.
The first thing, as John tells his audience and draws attention to, is the appearance or the beauty, and he says to look at the Lamb of God.
Ang unang puntos ay ang pinapahayag ni Juan ang kagandahan ng kordero ng Diyos.
Secondly, he says that the Lamb of God is going to take something away. He's going to feel the weight of something and carry it away.
At ang ikalawa ay ang pag-aalis na siyang ginawa ng kordero ng Diyos.
And thirdly, the idea of the passage, the reason we are told it, is that we might rest, put our faith, if you will, in the Lamb of God.
At ang pangatlo ay ang ating pananampalataya upang tayo ay sumampalataya sa kordero ng Diyos.
So when John says, "Behold the Lamb of God," I want to think of the beauty of the Lamb of God.
Kaya't nang sabihin ni Juan, "Masdan ninyo ang kordero ng Diyos," ay ating isipin ang kagandahan ng kordero ito.
John had lived his whole life for this climax in his ministry to make this proclamation.
Si Juan ay nabuhay sa siya ay nabuhay upang ipahayag ang mga bagay na ito sa mga tao.
He had other things to do and to say, but his primary goal in life was to identify the Lamb of God.
Mayroon siyang nais ipahayag. Subalit ang kanyang can you repeat that again, please?
Hey, his primary goal in life was to identify the Lamb of God.
Subalit ang kanyang layunin sa buhay ay ipahayag ang Kordero ng Diyos.
And finally, this amazing moment had come and he sees the Lord Jesus approaching him.
At ang mga bagay na ito ay dumating sa kanya at nakita niya ang Kordero ng Diyos.
And he makes this statement, "Behold the Lamb of God."
At sinabi niya, "Tingnan ninyo o masdan ninyo, siya ang Kordero ng Diyos."
He's doing more than just pointing him out as a person.
At hindi lamang itinuturo niya ang Panginoong Jesus ay kanya pang ipinapahayag ito.
His language leads us to believe he wanted his listeners to stop and look, really look and see.
Ang mga salita ni Juan ay ipinahayag niya sa kanyang mga manunood na sila ay huminto at tingnan ang Kordero ng Diyos.
So he's telling them that there's something beyond what meets the eye physically that they could see in him.
Kung kaya't sinasabi niya na hindi lamang tingnan, kung hindi pagbulayan kung sino ang taong ito.
So I don't believe that John was telling them to look at his outward appearance.
Si Kuya David ay hindi naniniwala na sinasabi lamang ni Juan na tingnan ang Panginoong Jesus sa kanyang panglabas na kaanyuan.
He's telling them to stop and really look and see the beauty of this person inwardly.
Sinasabi ni Juan na kayo ay huminto at tingnan ninyong mabuti ang taong ito, hindi lamang sa kanyang panlabas na kaanyuan, kung hindi pati sa kanyang kailaliman o sa kanyang kaloob-looban.
So I want my listeners today to see the inward beauty of the Lamb of God for who he really is.
At nais namin na ipahayag sa mga nakikinig ang kaloob-loobang kagandahan ng ating Panginoong Jesus.
This is John the Baptizer who was the one who said this statement.
Ito ay si Juan Bautista na nagsabi ng mga salitang ito.
But the Gospel of John is being written by John the Apostle.
Subalit ang aklat ni Juan ay isinulat ni Juan na isang apostol at hindi ni Juan Bautista.
And he is the recorder of the bigger story of this one who is really the Son of God come to earth.
At siya ang nagsumulat ng aklat na ito kung saan ang Panginoong Jesus o ang anak ng Diyos ay naparito sa mundo.
And he gives us some important things that we need to see in the one that John the Baptist is pointing out.
At ipinahayag niya kung ano ang ating dapat makita sa aklat na ito kung saan ito ay ipinahayag ni Juan Bautista.
He tells us at the very beginning of the chapter that this is the very expression of who God is. He is the Word.
Ipinahayag niya kung sino ang ating Panginoon. Siya ang anak ng Diyos at ang salita ng Diyos.
So when we behold the Lamb of God in His beauty, we are really looking upon God.
Kung kaya't kung ating pagmamasdan ang kordero ng Diyos sa kanyang kagandahan, tayo ay tumitingin sa Diyos.
But then he tells us that he was not only God, but he dwelt with God.
At hindi lamang niya ay pinahayag na siya ay Diyos, subalit siya ay naninirahan kasama ang Diyos.
So the beauty of this person and who he was actually one that was fit to be a companion, if you will, in the Trinity.
Kung kaya't ang kagandahan ng taong ito ay siya ring kagandahan ng Diyos ng lahat ng persona ng Diyos.
The Bible teaches there are three persons in one Godhead.
Ang Biblia ay nagtuturo sa atin na mayroong tatlong persona ang Diyos.
And when we're looking at the Lamb of God, we are looking at God the Son.
At kung ating pinag-aaralan o tinitingnan ang Kordero ng Diyos, ating tinitingnan ang Anak ng Diyos.
Is it any wonder John the Baptist pointed out this person as the Lamb of God? Look at him.
Kung kaya't ang si Juan Bautista ay nagsasabing ito ang Kordero ng Diyos, masdan ninyo.
Sometimes people like to look at a beautiful person outwardly.
Minsan ang mga tao ay tumitingin lamang sa panlabas na kaanyuan ng isang tao.
But John is saying, look at the inner beauties of this person.
Subalit si Juan ay nagsasabing, tingnan ninyo ang kaloob-loobang kagandahan ng taong ito.
Not only is he God in this chapter, but he's also pointed out as the one who made the worlds.
Hindi lamang itinuturo sa talatang ito na siya ay Diyos, subalit itinuturo rin na siya ang tagapaglikha ng mundo.
He created everything that is around us by His own power.
Nilikha niya ang buong mundo at ang lahat ng nakapalibot sa atin sa pamamagitan ng kanyang lakas.
So when John says, behold the Lamb of God and His inner beauty, he's also reminding us that He's the Creator.
Kung kaya't ipinapahayag at pinapaalala rin ni Juan na siya ang tagapaglikha.
But then he tells us earlier in this same chapter that he is also the light of the world.
At sinasabi rin sa mga talata sa kabanatang ito na siya ay ang ilaw ng mundo.
So the world is a dark place because of the sin of humanity, but the Lord Jesus came to bring light.
Ang mundo ay napalilibutan ng kadiliman dahil sa kasalanan, subalit ang Panginoong Jesus ay nagtungo rito upang magbigay ng liwanag.
So when we hear this verse and this statement that says, behold the Lamb of God, He is well worth stopping to consider.
Kaya't kung ating pagbubulayan o ating titingnan ang mga salita ng Diyos, tayo ay nararapat na huminto at pagbulayan ang mga salitang ito.
So the beauty of the Lamb of God and to stop and consider Him is our first point.
So sa unang puntos, ang kagandahan ng Kordero ay tingnan natin ang kagandahan ng Kordero.
But the second point has to do with the burden of the Lamb of God, the weight that He carries away.
At ang ating ikalawang puntos ay patungkol sa pasanin ng Kordero, ang kabigatan ng pasanin ito.
Because John is not just preaching for the glory of God and for the look that people might give to him.
Si Juan ay hindi lamang nagpapahayag sa kagandahan ng kordero ng Diyos, siya ay nagpapahayag rin sa pasanin.
He's preaching that there is a benefit to that look.
Sinasabi niya na mayroong benepisyo sa kanyang kagandahan.
The beauty of the Lamb of God has to do with who the Lord Jesus is.
At ang kagandahan ng kordero ng Diyos ay kung sino ang Panginoong Jesus.
But when we think of the burden of the Lamb of God, we're talking about what he did.
At kung ating pag-uusapan ang pasanin ng kordero ng Diyos, ito ay ang patungkol sa kung ano ang kanyang ginawa.
2,000 years ago, he did the work that takes sin away, but he is actively taking sin away today.
2,000 taon na ang nakalilipas ng kanyang gawin ang pag-aalay ng kanyang sarili upang alisin ang ating mga kasalanan at ang gawaing ito ay patuloy na naglilinis ng ating mga kasalanan hanggang sa mga sandaling ito.
So this preacher is telling his audience that if you have been waiting for someone to do what you cannot do, this is him.
Kung kaya't sinasabi namin sa inyo na kung hindi ninyo kayang gawin ang mga gawaing ito, ang Panginoong Jesus o siya ang makagagawa ng mga bagay na ito.
Our sin is too big of a problem for us to deal with.
Ang ating mga kasalanan ay isang napakalaking suliranin para sa atin.
Even if I could stop sinning, I could not deal with the sins that are in my past.
At kahit na tayo ay huminto sa ating pagkakasala, ay hindi natin maaalis ang mga kasalanan ng ating ginawa, ang mga nakalipas nating kasalanan ng ating ginawa.
Sin is something that comes to us so naturally.
At ang kasala ang pagkakasala ay dumadating sa atin ay ating nagagawa ng natural nating nagagawa.
The Lord Jesus taught that sin actually is seen outwardly in my life because it's in my heart.
At sinasabi ng ating Panginoong Jesus na ang kasalanan ay nakikita sa ating panlabas sapagkat ito ay nagmumula sa ating kalooban.
And the teaching of the Bible is that we cannot deal with our own sin. We can't take it away.
At ang Biblia ay nagtuturo na hindi natin maaalis ang mga kasalanan ito.
Sin is something that stands in the sight of God.
At ang ating mga kasalanan ay ay nakikita ng ating ng Panginoon at ito ay kanya ito ay nakikita ng ating Panginoon ng Diyos.
And it takes someone greater than us to take away sin, to deal with sin at its root.
At may isang tao na siyang napaka na siya lamang makapag-aalis ng ating mga kasalanan.
If sin is never dealt with, then every sinner must stand before God to answer for their sins.
At kung ang ating mga kasalanan ay hindi maaalis, tayo ay tatayo sa harap ng Panginoong ng ating Diyos.
So we are here today to borrow the words of this famous preacher in our Bible to behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
Kung kaya tayo ay naririto at tayo ay nakikinig sa salita ng tagapagpahayag, natingnan natin ang kordero ng Diyos.
He suffered for sin on the cross so that you and I could go free, be released from the burden of sin.
Siya ay nagdusa, ang ating Panginoong Jesus ay nagdusa sa krus ng Kalbaryo upang pasanin ang ating mga kasalanan.
And the verse tells us that he takes away the sin of the world.
At sinasabi ng ating mga talata na siya ang nag-alis ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan.
So that brings us to our third point, believing in the Lamb of God.
At tayo ay tutungo sa ating ikatlong puntos, ang paniniwala sa Kordero ng Diyos.
Someone says, is it important what I believe?
Mayroong nagsasabi na importante ba kung anong aking paniniwala?
It is. The teaching of our Bible is that salvation is by faith.
At ang aming sasabihin, oo, sapagkat ang kaligtasan ay sa pamamagitan ng pagtitiwala at pananampalataya.
And so if I never come to rest to put my trust in the Lord Jesus Christ personally, then I am not and cannot be saved.
Kung tayo ay hindi maniniwala o mananampalataya sa Panginoong Jesus, tayo ay hindi magkakaroon ng kaligtasan.
This is of primary importance to you as we speak to you today, that you in your lifetime come to put your faith in Christ as Savior.
Ito ang kauna-unahang importanteng bagay na inyong gagawin at aming maipapayo na kayo ay magtiwala sa Panginoong Jesus.
And that is why John gave this message to his audience on that day.
Kung kaya't si Juan ay ipinahayag ang mga salitang ito sa kanyang sa mga taong nakapalibot sa kanya ng panahong iyon.
And we are bringing this message to you today in 2024.
Kung kaya't ipinapahayag namin ang mensaheng ito ngayong taong 2024.
There is only one Savior and He is the same Savior of John's day.
At mayroon lamang isang tagapagligtas at siya rin ang tagapagligtas ng panahon ni Juan.
There is only one who can deal with our sin once and for all.
At mayroon lamang isang taong makalulutas ng ating mga kasalanan.
John says, look at him in his beauty, behold the Lamb of God.
Si Juan ay nagsasabing, masdan ninyo ang kagandahan ng Kordero ng Diyos.
John says, he takes away the sin of the world.
At sinabi rin ni Juan na siyang nag-aalis ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan.
He bore the burden of your sin and mine with its punishment.
Pinasan niya sa kanyang balikat ang kasalanan ng sanlibutan.
And all that is left for you and I to do, if you will, to come into the good of salvation is to trust him.
Kaya't ang atin lamang maaaring gawin ay ang magtiwala at manampalataya sa Kanya.
Behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world.
Masdan ninyo ang Kordero ng Diyos na nag-aalis ng mga kasalanan ng sanlibutan.
You could be saved today for all eternity simply by putting your faith in Him, receiving Him as your Savior.
Kayo ay magkakaroon ng buhay na walang hanggan kung kayo ay magtitiwala at mananampalataya sa Panginoong Jesus.
So the simple message is it comes right down to the end, to the final point of my message today is believe on the Lamb of God.
At ang simpleng mensahe ng salita ng Diyos, kayo ay maniwala at magtiwala sa Kordero ng Diyos.
God gave him the work of dealing with sin, not you.
ang ibinigay sa kaniya ng Diyos ang gawain upang upang maalis ang mga ang ating mga kasalanan.
And he wants you to receive Christ as your savior.
At nais niya na tanggapin ninyo ang Panginoong Hesus bilang inyong tagapagligtas.
You could do that today right where you are sitting just to accept him as yours.
At magagawa ninyo iyan kung nasaan kayo ang magtiwala at tanggapin ang Panginoong Hesus bilang Panginoon at tagapagligtas.
It is our prayer that you will believe this message today. Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
At ang aming dalangin na tanggapin ninyo ang Panginoong Hesus bilang inyong Panginoon at tagapagligtas. At sabi ng ating mga talata, masdan ninyo siya ang kordero ng Diyos na nag-aalis ng kasalanan ng sanlibutan.
And now we will pray. Father, again, we come into thy presence. We thank thee for the power and the import, the teaching of the Word of God. It's so clear, so simple. And we thank thee it can be taken at face value. And we would ask thee that while we have failed, the Word of God we know is not failing. We ask thee that we'll find its mark and that some soul will be saved by receiving this person, this special person with all of his beauty. We thank thee for him. As we look to thee for thy blessing upon all of our audience today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen.